Hey, this is Paul Wilson of Karate Cafe. I'm not really a leading martial arts podcast figure, respected the world over for my opinion. But I do play one on the internet, and when I'm not doing that, I listen to Practical Defense. And now, so are you.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I am your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. In any criminal encounter, it is best to assume that there is a second or even third element involved. These other people will not reveal themselves unless the primary criminal gets himself into trouble. These accomplices are called sleepers. The sleepers pose as other customers in the store, bank, or even hang out across the street smoking a cigarette. They act as scouts, letting the primary know where the people are in the building, or they identify targets by mobile phone and text message. If the victim is surprised and overpowered by the primary, the victim will probably never know that the sleeper was even involved. However, if the victim fights back, the sleeper can move in with a surprise attack to win the encounter, to the detriment of the victim. The lesson is to not get drawn into the narrow focus of just one attacker. This makes you vulnerable to sneak attacks. Maintain situational awareness and always assume that there is a sleeper ready to strike. Ultimately, you'll be safer for it. And that will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. I also invite you to check out my book on practical home security. It's available in DeadTree, Kindle, Nook, and iTunes editions. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the new Practical Defense comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware. Stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast at palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. The Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.